Trump restores plastic straws, what to know. President Donald Trump surprised some this week by turning his attention to plastic straws and their use in federal buildings. In a February 10th executive order, the president moved to end the procurement and forced use of paper straws, calling it an irrational campaign against plastic straws. The order states that the heads of executive departments and agencies will eliminate the purchase of paper straws and make sure they're not provided by the government in federal buildings. The order must be implemented within 45 days. Trump said in his announcement from the Oval Office that he was disappointed in paper straws after trying them on multiple occasions. "We're going back to plastic straws. These things don't work," Trump said. "I've had them many times, and on occasion, they break. They explode. I will be signing an executive order next week ending the ridiculous Biden push for paper straws, which don't work. Back to plastic," Trump said in a post on Truth Social on February 7th. The White House was clear, however, that the president is concerned about promoting a clean and healthy environment for Americans. The administration touted its common-sense approach to environmental issues, saying it is committed to preserving America's natural resources. To highlight the commitment, the order's fact sheet cited enhanced forest management practices aimed at reducing wildfire risks and a temporary halt on wind farm expansion due to environmental concerns. Reversing Biden's order. President Joe Biden signed an executive order on environmental issues, including the plastic straws, in December 2021. The order was part of an effort to reach 100% carbon-free electricity and 100% zero-emission vehicle acquisitions within the next 10 years. The Biden administration said that it must build on past progress and pursue new strategies to improve the nation's preparedness and resilience to the effects of a changing climate. One portion of Biden's executive order required federal agencies to take aggressive steps to reduce single-use plastic products, and annual reports were required to track progress toward eliminating them. Following that order, former Interior Secretary Deb Haaland also issued an order calling on staffers to submit plans to reduce plastic product usage. Haaland included in her request the reduction in use of plastic and polystyrene food and beverage containers, bottles, straws, cups, cutlery, and disposable plastic bags. As outlined by the order, the environmental campaign enacted by Trump's predecessor, which included a review of contracts to find ways to reduce plastics use, resulted in businesses and even some large cities banning the use of the straws or their automatic inclusion with beverages. Plastic straws are often replaced by paper straws, which are non-functional, use chemicals that may carry risks to human health, are more expensive to produce than plastic straws, and often force users to use multiple straws, Trump's executive order stated. Additionally, paper straws sometimes come individually wrapped in plastic, undermining the environmental argument for their use. Some proponents of the plastic straw ban have pointed to the possible environmental harm that plastics could do. Lisa Ramsden, Greenpeace USA's senior plastics campaigner, said in a February 10th statement, "Plastics contain more than 16,000 chemicals, with over 3,200 known to cause cancer, disrupt hormones, contribute to obesity, or trigger early puberty in children. These chemicals have also been linked to reproductive health problems and declining fertility." Where Harris stood. Even prior to that order, Trump was clear that he didn't think plastic straws were a critical issue. When questioned about a possible plastic straw ban in 2019, Trump told a reporter, "I do think we have bigger problems than plastic straws." He also said, "You know, it's interesting about plastic straws. So, you have a little straw, but what about the plates, the wrappers, and everything else that are much bigger and they're made of the same material?" Late in the 2024 presidential campaign, former Vice President Kamala Harris, who was at the time the Democratic Party's presidential nominee, voiced a similar position on the straws. In September of last year, a Harris campaign official said Harris didn't support the ban. The official said that while Harris was focused on climate issues, she doesn't support banning plastic straws and finds paper straws inadequate. The campaign position was a change from a 2019 town hall statement made by Harris, where she spoke to the climate crisis and said that plastic straws should be banned. She was consistent, however, in her concern that paper straws don't get the job done. "I think we should, yes," Harris said when asked about banning plastic straws. "Look, I'm going to be honest. It's really difficult to drink out of a paper straw. Like, if you don't gulp it down immediately, it starts to bend, and then the little thing catches it. So we got a kind of perfect that one a little bit more." Jackson Richman and Tom Ozimek contributed to this report.